The following episode is intended for informational purposes only. The information discussed is not intended as financial, tax, legal, accounting, or other professional advice to you and should not be relied upon in that regard. As always, please consult with appropriate professional advisors to discuss your specific situation. From the University of Alberta Alumni Association, it's What the Job. I'm Matt Ray. Hi, everyone, and welcome to another episode in our Finances 101 series brought to you by our friends at TD Insurance. Every episode, I am joined by Ashley Grandinetti from TD to offer up some simple and quick tips that will help you on your financial journey. This week, we are talking about savings. Ashley, if you're thinking about young grads or students, what are some different avenues they could explore to start saving?
Yeah, great question. So I'd say a couple of things. So we look at a TFSA, which is called a tax-free saving account. And so that you have to be 18 years of age to be able to hold. And so it's a great way to save, whether it's for you're buying a car, just for the future, down payment for a house, things like that. So there are limitations on that, but that is a very easy avenue for ways that people can save money. It could be in a regular account, you can invest it. So there's many exciting ways. And then we think about our retirement savings plan. So, being young and fresh in university or getting out of university, I think it's very important to start that as soon as possible. So that's another one. And then I think there's just, regular savings in general, whether it's just putting money aside because you don't know what the future is going to hold, you need money for a rainy day, things like that. So I think definitely critical to, you can't do them all at once probably, but I think really important to start with one and then start thinking about sort of your goals for the future.
So in reference to those avenues, and I know you have like TFSA, RRSP, RESP, is a lot of acronyms in there. How do you get started?
Yeah. So I'd say, I personally like to do it automatic. So I know I get paid every 2 weeks and I think it's really important. I reference it to, it's like buying gas. So there's always price changes like that, stock prices change, et cetera, interest rates. So I like to do it on a regular basis instead of as in one lump sum. I think it's just easier to control. And then I know X amount is coming out every 2 weeks and it's out of sight, out of mind, and it's already going in. So I always encourage that pre-authorized saving plan to happen first and foremost.
Sounds simple enough. Thank you so much, Ashley. And thank you everyone for listening to another episode of Finances 101, part of our series brought to you by TD Insurance. What the Job is made possible with the support of our affinity partner, TD Insurance. Did you know that through the TD Insurance Mellish Monics program, University of Alberta alumni are entitled to preferred rates on car, home, condo, and renter's insurance? Save even more by bundling your car and home insurance. To learn more about how you can save, please visit tdinsurance.com/UAlberta alumni.